This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden and the First Lady will be at Dover Air Force Base today as the bodies of those three U.S. service members killed in a drone attack in Jordan return home. The AP's been asking Americans about Israel's war with Hamas. The poll finds that half of adults in the U.S. think Israel's war in Gaza has gone too far. There is a new analysis that shows destruction and a possible buffer zone along the Gaza Strip's border with Israel. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
Satellite photos show new demolition along a nearly 1 mile deep path on the Strip's border with Israel, according to an analysis by the Associated Press and Expert Reports. Israeli leaders have signaled that they would like to establish such a zone as a defensive measure, which they contend could prevent a repeat of the October 7 cross-border attack by Hamas. The demolition along the path represents only a sliver of the wider damage from the Israel-Hamas war seen in Gaza, which one assessment suggests has damaged or destroyed half of all the buildings within the coastal enclave. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Lots of Americans are wrestling with rainy, snowy weather. Let's go to Alaska for a moment. It's minus 15 degrees right now in Anchorage, and that's where we find Paul Ferrucci.
You know, as you can imagine, when it gets less than minus 10, minus 20, you really got to just have everything covered. Otherwise, you're at risk for frostbite.
In California, heavy rain's been flooding roadways and snow's been falling in the mountains. Several people have been killed in the crash of a small plane in Clearwater, Florida. It crashed at a mobile home park. Those killed were on the plane and in one home, say officials. In Nairobi, Kenya, a truck loaded with gas exploded, killing at least three people. This is AP News. Now to those mortgage rates. There's a little bit of good news, says the AP's Alex Vega.
Good news for home shoppers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.63%. That's down from a six-week high of 6.69% a week ago. When mortgage rates fall, it helps lower the cost of financing a home purchase, increasing how much home buyers can afford. Home loan borrowing costs have been mostly coming down since late October, when the average rate climbed to its highest level since 2000. Still, the rate remains sharply higher than just 2 years ago, when it was around 3.6%. Many economists are forecasting that rates will continue to drop this year. I'm Alex Vega.
The Labor Department issues the January jobs report today. It's expected to show that employers added a solid 177,000 jobs. That's according to a survey of forecasters. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.